Grace and peace to you from God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the middle of a strange, unprecedented time in history. Or it might be more accurate to say that we are just at the beginning. When we got the word in the middle of March that we couldn't meet together for worship until the end of April, and then the end of May, I started working fast to learn Zoom so that I could come up with something for Holy Week. We've found video resources online. We've tried different ways to do worship music. We've seen and heard friends on Zoom that we never expected to adapt to this new technology. And we've been talking about what we would do when we gather again, imagining it would be sometime this summer. But from the beginning, some folks have been saying to prepare for a marathon and not a sprint. And the news we hear these days confirms that this new normal will continue for the foreseeable future. That perhaps the next few years will include times of repeated stay-at-home orders. That singing in groups as a choir or a congregation is a great way to spread this virus. That even when we can be physically together, it will not be the same as it used to be. I will admit that I've thought a few times and said out loud just once, this is not what I signed up for. I don't want to do church this way. But guess what? No one wants this reality. But as the numbers of sick and dying rise around the world, we know that this could be so much worse if we weren't being safe and careful. Yesterday morning, we had the last training of the year for the Synod's Excellence in Leadership program, of which I'm a part. Pastor Lou opened us in prayer with these words. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be leaders in your church in this challenging time. And it was like a light bulb went on in my head, like the screen in front of me turned 90 degrees. Suddenly, I was struck by the idea that what I'd been seeing as a mountain I didn't want to climb, or a marathon I was not prepared to run, suddenly I saw that it is an opportunity for all of us as followers of Jesus in the world. For all the very real challenge and pain we are facing at this time, it is also a time of real opportunity for us as followers of Christ. For one thing, it is an opportunity for us to remember, not only remember, but live out the reality that church is not a building. Our church building is mostly empty these days. It feels kind of forlorn walking through the quiet hallways. And yet, the people of All Saints are busy being church, reaching out to one another in care and concern, giving generously to the church and in the community, volunteering time in various ways to meet the needs of others, showing up on Zoom and Facebook to worship and pray together. I love our shared space, that building where we gather, and I love when it is filled with voices, singing and learning and laughing together all throughout the week. But we don't need that space to be the church together. This out-of-building time also provides a chance for us to think deeply about what it means to be the church in the community, in service to the community, to be the church for the sake of the world. The newscasts are talking about an economic depression like we have not seen for 100 years. Some are worrying about the state of their retirement funds. Others are wondering if they will be able to pay rent this month or put food on the table by the end of the week. We have an opportunity in this challenging time to look honestly at our abundant resources. Money, time, our voices, our influence, our votes, and how we might put them to work in our community for the common good. Now is a chance for us to explore what it means to be church in the community, rather than trying harder and harder to get people to come to us. In his letter to the Corinthian church, Paul writes to address a number of challenges that they are facing, particularly the challenges that threaten to divide that community into factions. He tells the Corinthian Christians that whatever their differences, they are united by their belief and trust in Jesus as the Messiah. That will be important for us to remember in these coming months, that even when our ideas of what to do next are different from one another, we are all united in Christ, and we are all working for the good of the church that we love. But I want to focus in on what Paul says next. Christ did not send me to baptize, Paul says, or to speak eloquent words, but to gospel. Now, our translations say to proclaim the gospel or to tell the gospel or other things that work better in English. But the Greek says, Christ has sent me to gospel, not just to tell, but to live the good news of Jesus. And that is our job as well. All of us called by Christ into this community, into this life of following Jesus. Our work is to gospel, to not just talk about, but to act out the love of God in the world. You may have heard the meme that says that the Chinese word for crisis is formed by two characters, danger and opportunity. Now, although this is not an entirely accurate translation of Chinese, it has been shared by generations of Americans and spread around the world because it holds a valuable kernel of truth. There is undeniably a real danger in front of us. There is real loss and real pain in many lives because of this virus and its effects. But the opportunity is equally real. As a country, we are talking about the inequalities which have plagued us for years, but are becoming more apparent in this time of crisis. We are talking about what leadership means and what it might take to move forward in new ways so that our prosperity as a country is shared with all of the people. And the same is true for us as a church. We are learning things that we will take with us into the future, whatever that future looks like. We are learning that digital community is a holy gathering, and that it can include folks that in-person worship does not. We are learning that our community does not depend on a physical space, but on our connections to and our care for one another. I have a feeling that we are learning a lot of other things that we can't even put into words yet. If any of you have ideas of what those are, send them my way, because I am trying to bring those words about what is changing and growing among us in this time. If we listen, I trust that God is speaking to us in this hard time to teach us new things, new ways to gospel in the world. We have a lot of hard decisions and challenging times in front of us, and we won't always agree on the best way forward, but we do agree on the reason that we do what we do, to follow Jesus, to be the people of God in the world, to be, as Martha showed us, that first domino that starts to set off the chain reaction of love and care and concern and assistance and support for our neighbors and our community. May we move forward in love and know the peace of the God who calls us forward into a future we don't see, but we trust is held in God's hands. Thanks be to God. Amen.